You guys were down 11 in the third quarter, and it just didn't look good. You're down 31-20 with about 3 minutes to go, but somehow, some way, your team just kept chipping, got it to within five. I thought that was big going into the fourth quarter, and you guys had all the momentum in that fourth quarter, and, boy, how do you summarize this comeback?
You know, we talked about it at the halftime. We had to bit by bit come out and be ready to go. We told them that we had to do what was winning this game, or what we were doing the best, and that was attacking the basket and going to the inside. And our guards really did a great job of attacking the basket and drawing some fouls, getting some free throws. You know, Brooke did a great job of posting up and battling. You know, whenever you can get their big girl in foul trouble, you know, that's favor to us.
Absolutely. And, you know, they were getting a lot of open looks in that first half. What are some things maybe you're able to do to rotate on defense to kind of shut that down?
You know, we kept trying to put different people on different players, make it different looks. They just battled. They worked hard at trying to get the pressure on the ball and that kind of stuff and get the rebounds at the end.
Hey, you guys finally kind of settled down a little bit with the turnovers in that second half. I thought that was huge. But how about Amber Lotta driving and getting a lot of contact? Brooke Strine just keeping up trying to shoot her shot there, and she ended up with 14. But I thought the biggest story were your two players that were in foul trouble down the stretch with four fouls. Erica Felker was big with 8 points in that fourth quarter. And then Allie Patton, I think that second three was huge because you're probably thinking, oh, no, oh, yes, you hit it.
I know. You know, we were wanting a basket to the inside, and she came off that and was open. And, you know, she has just had so much confidence in these last three games to get her shots to go down. And when she pulled up, I was like, oh, no. And then it went in, and I was like, oh, my God. That was a critical three, and she had so much confidence to get it done. I'm so proud of the way she's playing right now.
But also the poise of your team as well. Not only to be down entire ball game, your first lead didn't come till about 5 minute mark of the fourth quarter, but your poise at the foul line, you were 10 of 16, I think it was, in the fourth quarter, 19 for 29 in the game, and that's where you win these tight ball games, is right there.
You know, when I looked at the scoreboard right at the end of the third quarter, and we already had seven and they had six fouls, I knew the game was going to be won on the free throw line, and we really knocked them down and kept attacking to get there. I mean, that was the key. We could have been passive and shot the long shot, but we weren't. We wanted to get to the basket to get to the foul line.
Well, now you continue league play here at, I would say senior night, but you don't have seniors on Tuesday night as you host Colby. And I know that's a game early in the year you had throughout there and just kind of lost at the end, and opportunity to get one more win here and continue this momentum in February.
You know, these girls have so much confidence right now. And, you know, one game in a row, two games in a row, now we're at three games in a row. You know, anything can happen. Our team has changed so much since we played Colby the last time. And if we continue the confidence and our work ethic and how we're playing, we're going to be in this game. And especially being on our home court, I hope we have lots of crowd.
Well, hopefully it's a good one there. And what a rally for you guys, down 11 in the third to come back to win here. Congratulations, Coach. Enjoy it here, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Adam.